Light filters through clouds. Disks of light appear and turn so that side by side they form a rhombus with a slash of light across it. Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Jaunty letters spell out the caption, Sony Pictures Animation. A scared-looking rabbit stands in front of a sign. Open season. The rabbit runs, lightning burns new words into the wooden sign. Scared silly. A bat with bright red eyes flies through the air.
It was a dark and stormy night. The storm was electrical. No rain. Too bad, because we could use some.
A dark beast runs through a forest. An elegant mule deer, Giselle, is standing in a clearing. She hears the beast and steps around nervously.
Okay, everybody.
The dark, shadowy beast runs past again. Lightning strikes.
Joke's over. Come on out.
Giselle looks into some bushes.
Ian, is that you? I'm pretty vulnerable out here. I'm just a doe, a deer, a female deer, out in the woods, all alone.
Where are you going, you simple ass?
To check on that noise. I want to make sure it isn't a scary monster.
Only a buffoon in a horror movie investigates creepy sounds instead of running away. No, stand back while I investigate instead of running away.
The beast chops a tree down with a savage claw.
By those claw marks, I'd wager that's none other than the Wailing Wampus Werewolf! Hold me!
McSquizzy the Squirrel cowers.
I thought that was a legend.
Aye, the legend lives!
The beast is an enormous, ferocious werewolf.
They needed a hero. They were about to get one!
Who can protect us?
I can!
Elliot the Mule Deer.
Elliot! We're just in time, lad!
Oh, Elliot, I don't know how you find the courage.
It just comes with being a Wailing Wampus Werewolf Whisperer. Say that 3 times fast.
Wailing Wampus Werewolf Whisperer. Wailing Rumpus Roofly Floplips. Wailing Rimpless Loblips. I can't do it. I'm not as skilled as you.
It's okay, McSquizzy. I'll handle this. The werewolf communicates through interpretive dance. And so can I.
The werewolf lunges. Elliot, who only has one antler, jumps a log, spins, moonwalks backwards, bends over and slaps his bottom.
Elliot, please be careful. It's so dangerous.
Danger is my maiden name. Now stay here while I defend our home.
Elliot strides towards the werewolf.
There goes the bravest and most handsomest mule deer that ever graced this earth.
Moose!
Your story's a sack of wee jobbies, you daft tube!
Oi!
Who tells a story in black and white anyways, you jug-eared galoot?
Hello? It's called atmosphere?
Only a complete imbecile would ever believe such a ridiculous story about a werewolf.
Actually, I find this story quite convincing.
Thanks, Boog. I can always count on you. There was no doubt about it. That werewolf meant business. Blood business. Now, werewolves aren't like you and me. Unless you enjoy ripping lungs out of things. But hey, who am I to judge? I'm sure there are some perfectly nice werewolves out there just waiting to be friends. But not this werewolf. Oh no! The Wailing Wampus Werewolf is a different breed. He stalks the forest looking for the biggest, juiciest tub of lard he can find.
Boog the Big Bear sweats with fear and blows his nose with the bunny. He tosses the bunny away.
One thing's for sure, this werewolf wanted to devour me!
Okay, all right, time to turn in.
But he was just getting to the best part.
Yeah, Boog, this is where I really bring the scares home. I stood face to face with the rabid beast.
Oh, you poor dear.
Boog shivers.
I could smell its smelly breath.
Ew, I bet he smelled awful.
Its claws were long and sharp.
Well, you sure can paint a picture, Elliot. On that note...
There was only one thing sharper than the werewolf's claws.
Keep it together, Boog. Come on, go to your happy place.
Its deadly fangs!
Boog throws a bunch of bunnies in the air and runs.
He's worse than the bunnies.
Let's take a short intermission. There's refreshments at the lake. And by that, I mean you can drink the lake, which is refreshing. I'll be right back.
Elliot drops a handful of bunnies and jogs off. Boog the big brown bear is running through the forest. Hearing the cracking sound, Boog stops.
Boog! Boog, that was awesome! You made the story so real! When you wet yourself, that really pushed it over the top.
Yeah, that's it. I was trying to help you sell your story.
Thanks to you, that was the scariest one I told all week.
These werewolf stories aren't actually true, are they?
You have nothing to worry about. They're absolutely true. The Wailing Wampus werewolf is real and ready to pounce!
That's what I was worried about.
Wait a minute. You're actually afraid.
Am not.
Am too.
Am not.
Am too.
Am not.
A beast passes.
Am too.
Am not? All right, I'm afraid. Happy now?
Aha! I knew it! Wait, what are you afraid of?
Listen, I didn't grow up in the woods. I lived in a cozy garage, remember? I had a comfy bed with my own blanket. A bowl with my name on it, I think. Fishy crackers. And Wheel of Fortune on TV!
Hey, is that a unicycle? You got the best flashbacks, Boog.
Point is, I was safe.
You'll be fine. You're the fattest animal in the forest.
That's why the werewolf will come for me first. I'm its main competition. I gotta get away.
You are getting away. We're going on that camping trip, remember?
I am not going camping with a monster out there.
You can't bail on this trip. We've been planning it for 3 years. Think of the river rafting, the boogie boards. Perfect for a guy named Boog. Zip lines, snorkeling, parasailing? It'll be relaxing.
You expect me to relax when a werewolf is after me?
But you promised you'd go. And when you make a promise to a friend, that's a promise to the end.
Elliot runs up and stands in front of Boog.
Because you never, ever, ever abandon your friend. Everyone knows that.
I'm sorry, Elliot. I can't. I'm going to build a panic room and hide until the werewolf dies from old age.
So what's a panic room?
It's a safe place you can lock yourself into to keep the werewolves out. First, you dig a hole. Say this acorn is me, and this ladybug is the werewolf. So the ladybug tries to eat me, see? But she can't.
So you're afraid of ladybugs, too? Therapy. I, Elliot Deer, Esquire Jr. III, nay Danger, am hereby making it my mission to help you overcome your fear of the werewolf and ladybugs.
Please don't do anything.
Don't worry, Boog. Nothing bad is going to happen. Something bad has happened.
A Dachshund.
Something really, really bad.
Mr. Weenie.
What are you doing out here?
Is that the werewolf?
My beloved owner, Bobby, is gone! So is Bob, who I get along with, but I'm not as close to.
What happened?
I woke up in the RV, and they were not there! I will obviously never see them again!
Maybe they went on a trip.
Or maybe the Wailing Wampus werewolf got them.
You're really not helping.
The unicorn is right. That has to be it. There can be no other explanation.
Don't worry. We'll get to the bottom of this. We'll take out that bloodthirsty, impossibly large, and vicious werewolf.
And then we'll go on that camping trip. See you in the morning, Boogster. Sweet dreams.
Elliot?
Yeah, Boog?
Don't tell anyone I'm afraid of the werewolf.
Don't worry. We're speaking in the pine cone of silence.
Elliot goes back to see the others.
Guess what, everybody? Boog is afraid of the werewolf!
You mean that was not an act?
Nope. He's genuinely terrified.
Your stories aren't even true.
What? How can you say that? They're totally true.
You've never even seen this so-called werewolf.
I've never seen my so-called brain, but I'm pretty sure I've got one.
If you ask me, I saw this coming a long time ago. I knew that bear couldn't hack it out here. It's more like an embarrassment. Get it? Embarrassment?
Go easy on Boog. We all have our fears.
McSquizzy fears nothing.
See what I mean? And Maria, you're afraid you're never gonna find someone, that you'll end up a spinster living with two pet bobcats.
Actually, I wasn't afraid of that. Until now.
Mr. Weenie, you're afraid of hot dog buns.
Yeah, and pickle relish, and mustard.
Serge, you're afraid of duct tape. Riley, you're afraid of splinters. And Buddy, balloons scare the quills off of you.
Balloons.
Buddy's a porcupine.
And I'm afraid of whatever crazy thing you're going to do to help Boog overcome his fear.
You see, even Giselle is afraid. But I've got a brilliant plan. It involves all of us.
Here we go.
We're going to scare the fear out of Boog.
And how exactly are we going to do that?
Here's the plan. Ian, you're going to be the star.
Naturally.
We're going to take some skunks and throw in some ducks.
Boog wakes up with his teddy Dinkleman in his arms. He's in a garage, and a lady is standing by a window with her back to him.
Beth! Dinkleman! We're home! It was all just a real long bad dream. Oh, Beth, I'm so glad to see you. I knew you'd never dump me off in the woods.
She doesn't turn round.
Beth?
She turns. It's the werewolf. Boog wakes up for real and sees that he's in the forest with lots of bunny rabbits in front of him.
Oh, nightmare.
He grabs up all the bunnies and his Teddy Dinkleman and lies down with them on his big tummy. Elliot appears.
Boog!
Ah! Are you trying to scare me?
I was trying to say your name, but you jumped before I got to the guh sound. Boo-guh. You're so impatient.
I'm really not in the mood.
I've got something that will make you happy. Woohoo!
Where'd you find that?
My main bear, Dinkleman. Actually, you're my main bear. Dinkleman's my second main bear. Smokey's my third. Aw, do you want your baby doll back?
Boog grabs Dinkleman from Elliot.
No one touches my Dinkleman.
Elliot eats the chocolate bar he was tempting Boog with.
Hey, that was my last one.
Lucky for you, a little bird told me a new shipment of Woohoo bars came into town. You've met Jerry, right? The little bird?
We can't go into town. The trail will expose us to the werewolf.
Not if we take the shortcut.
Shortcut?
Yep, the shortcut.
A path leading to mountains.
Well, that looks nice.
Yeah, we're going over there.
A barren gray ravine.
Through Dead Bear Gulch?
Is there a problem?
I'm a bear. Also, I'm a bear. I don't want to die.
All bears die. Some bears never live. Let's get you into that gulch.
No way. Nothing good ever happens in a gulch. Especially not in that one.
Boog, I got your back. And your front. Goochie goochie goo. You're totally covered.
I don't know.
If not for me, then do it for Woo-no-hoo.
Chocolate.
Oh man, why can't I follow my instincts instead of my nose?
Wait! You can't leave. What if I never see you again? We're only going to town. That's what Bobby told me, just before she was eaten by a werewolf. If it makes you feel any better, you can hang with us, Mr. Weenie. Oh, joyful day! My good luck has returned at last.
A truck parked on a road has Shaw's Hiking Tours painted on the door. The word hunting has been crossed out. Four hikers are hugging a tree. The tour guide, Mr. Shaw.
Come on, tree huggers. That tree's not part of the tour. Lap it up, granola buffs. Here's nature in all its glory.
Oops, I mean glory. Trees and this thing.
Oh, awesome.
He takes a selfie.
Mr. Shaw, exactly how long have you been a nature guide?
Too long. Ever since they declared open season illegal, I've had to find another use for my unique talents. Good news is, as a nature guide, I can still shoot whatever I see.
Oh, no.
With a camera.
Oh, what a cute camera.
Take a gander, boys and girls. We've arrived at Dead Bear Gulch.
They're at the edge.
I've heard it's haunted.
Me too. Isn't this where the Wailing Wampus werewolf was last sighted?
There's no werewolf down there. That's crazy talk. A rumor propagated by the animals to distract us from their overall plan of world domination.
He drops a bunny.
Okay.
Well, let's get those sandals flip-flopping. If you're lucky, maybe we'll see a bird or something. If you're really lucky, maybe it'll be dead.
Elliot leads Mr. Weenie and Boog through the dark gulch. Red eyes watch them from dark tree roots.
What did I tell you, Boog? It's not so scary here.
Red-eyed bats fly out.
Sure, they're spooky mist. Bottomless pits that lead to the bowels of the earth.
I said bottomless and bowels in the same sentence. And evil dead trees that have kill on their minds. But on the whole, it's quite pleasant. Excuse me one moment. I think I hear my mom calling.
To the others.
He's coming! Let's scare the fear out of him, just like in rehearsal. Places, everyone, and action! False alarm! It wasn't my mom. It was just gas.
What's that?
I'm sorry. That was my stomach. Without Bobby to feed me, I'm so very hungry. See? Nothing to worry about. It's just Mr. Weenie starving.
I'm pretty scared here.
Now, I wouldn't exactly call you pretty.
This place gives me the creeps.
Ruggedly handsome, maybe, but definitely not pretty.
What's that?
Shadows.
A vampire bat! An extinct Tyrannosaurus Rex!
Such teeny arms! How does he comb his hair?
That's the scariest thing I've ever seen!
Ich bin ein Berliner!
Let's get out of here!
No, Boog! Face your fear! You look it in the eye and say, I'm a grizzly bear! And then you roar!
Roar?
More shadows.
A spider! A cow! A chicken! Bunny and Dougie! sailor's not... Oh, bad idea.
Huh? Your roar worked. The shadows are gone. Now's our chance. Hurry! You did it, Boog! You faced your fear. You can face anything now, including a werewolf. Now can we go on that camping trip?
No way! I just added more to my list of things that scare me. Evil rock shadows and zombie skeletons.
Octoon, baby!
Gesundheit!
I'm out of here.
Hold on! Be brave! We can beat it!
How can we beat something that's already dead?
Face your fear with your face and your eyeballs.
The skeleton's made of skunks.
Elliot wanted us to move like a skeleton.
I'm doing the skeleton dance.
Skeletons don't shake their hips like they're trying to get a date.
Like you know anything about getting a date.
Why you gotta be like that?
What?
They tumble.
Well, this stinks.
What did I tell you? We beat it. Still scared?
More than ever.
If something happens to me, I want both of you to have my adorable sweaters.
Aw, come on. Chin up, guys.
We don't have chins.
Sure we do. Right here.
That's a muzzle.
It's a chin. See how I rub it?
Mine is a snout.
Forget the chins. We've got courage and strength. If the werewolf himself appeared, you'd scare him away too.
Wanna bet?
Great idea. I'll summon the werewolf.
No.
If I win the bet, we go camping.
If I win the bet, we get eaten.
Deal.
Elliot runs on the spot and dances around.
Do you have to tinkle?
I'm performing the Wailing Wampus Werewolf Dance. Wampus wailing walla walla, wampus wailing chimichanga, wampus wailing walla walla, wampus wailing...
That's my cue.
Yeah, I don't think you should do this.
You don't think I've got the chops to scare that bear?
You don't even look like a monster. You look like a deer covered in moss.
That's all about the performance. Trust me, Boog will be so petrified he'll forget he's scared.
Wolfie, Wolfie, Wolfie. Where's Wolfie?
I don't want any part of this.
Your loss. Time for the maestro to work his magic.
Covered in moss and with tree branch fangs, Ian the deer trips over a rock and a hornet's nest falls on his head. Panicked, he dives into some mud.
It's working! Wampus whale!
Ian's covered in mud.
I can't see! Give me something soft!
He rubs his face with Buddy the Porcupine.
Mr. Weenie, please tell me that was your stomach.
That was not my stomach, but I am still starving. You wouldn't happen to have a burrito on you?
Quiet! It's here.
Ian appears. He has two big marrows for eyes.
Wait a minute. That's not Ian. That's the real werewolf. Run!
They all run. Covered in porcupine spikes, Ian runs after them. Boog pulls Elliot out of the way, and Ian falls off a high cliff.
Ouch. That's gonna leave a mark.
One of the hikers takes a photo of a ladybird.
What in the name of Uncle Sam's striped pajamas?
Ian rears up in his disguise.
It's not a legend. Give me my gun.
Shaw takes a photo. Ian tramples over him and runs. The hikers take a photo of Shaw, who lifts his head off the ground.
The Wailing Wampus Werewolf. It's real. It's real.
On a forest road.
The Wailing Wampus Werewolf! It's real! It's real! That was amazing!
No, it wasn't. I thought I was gonna die. I'm hyperventilating. Anybody got a paper bag I can breathe into?
Perhaps one of my scented duty bags will do.
No, thank you.
At least we're safe.
A car swerves past them.
Hey, what's a car doing on this paved deer trail? I just thought of something.
Excuse me one moment. I need a word with Mr. Weenie.
Whoa! We faked the werewolf, but it's real! If Boo can overcome his fear of a real werewolf, he's sure to be brave enough to go on that special camping trip with me. It's not fake! It's not fake!
What's not fake?
The werewolf!
You mean it was fake before?
No, it wasn't fake before, but now it's really not fake!
We better hurry. We've got an appointment with some woohoo bars and Timberline. Isn't it great how near-death experiences make you feel so alive?
Maybe I would appreciate near-death more if I wasn't so hungry.
Look at us, walking around, not dead. High five! Or high three in my case.
How could you put me in danger like that? You're supposed to be my best friend.
Best friend?
Elliot's touched.
You've never said that out loud. Hold on, I've got something in my eye. I promised myself I wouldn't cry.
False alarm, it's just sweat.
Now that we're officially best friends, we should have our own theme song.
Elliot and Boog.
And Mr. Weenie.
Elliot and Boog and Mr. Weenie, the bestest friends you've ever seen-y. Oh, Elliot is smart, and Boog is all heart, and Weenie's legs are so very teeny. I've got to be honest,
The Mr. Weenie part feels a little forced.
Boog, if I may be so bold, perhaps I could be your new best friend. Of course, this means you'd have to feed me and rub my belly. What is your stance on neutering?
You or me?
Shaw speeds along in his pickup truck with the hikers in the back. Shaw bares his crooked gravestone teeth and grins maniacally.
It's Shaw!
On the deer trail!
Just when this day couldn't get any worse.
He can't do anything to us. It's against the law now, remember?
Shaw slams on the brakes and the hikers get splattered against the back window. Elliot sticks his bottom up in the air.
Laugh it up, tick magnet. I'll be seeing you real soon.
Shaw points his finger like a gun at Elliot. He drives off towards Timberline.
That went well.
Nah, Shaw's up to something.
We better find out what.
Shaw parks his car outside Timberline Town Hall and bashes a line of cars over. A meeting.
Okay. The meeting is called to order. Marcia, you have an announcement?
Thank you, Sheriff Gordy. We're having a bake sale to raise money to repaint the school bus.
Shaw scratches his nails down a blackboard. Boog and Elliot creep up outside and look through the window.
Make it stop!
Y'all know me. You know how I earn a living.
Yeah, you're the tour guide.
Before that, I was a hunter. Best there ever was. And now there's something in them woods that needs hunting. Spotted it just outside a dead bear gulch.
Ooh.
It was none other than the wailing, wampus, werewolf.
There's no such thing as werewolves.
Settle down, everybody.
I'll catch this beast for you, but it ain't gonna be easy.
He doesn't even have any evidence.
You mean besides this massive head wound?
It's tiny.
Oh, I've got evidence. Everybody here is in danger.
Why are you on top?
Because I'm taller.
Oh, makes sense.
Keep still.
What are they saying?
I don't know. I can't read lips or books or anything, really. I'm a bear.
I'm going in.
Elliot squashed.
As soon as I get out from under your butt area, please.
See anything like this? You wanted evidence? Behold!
Photos of Ian the deer in his disguise.
But it's so small.
You moron, this isn't life size. This thing is huge. This monster has got fury in its eye and hunger in its belly.
Belly hunger? That's the worst kind of hunger.
Elliot hangs from a rope through a vent.
Hold still, will you?
Oh, my apologies. I'm so weak from the hunger, I could eat this rope. Delicious rope.
Mr. Weenie sees the rope as sausages.
I don't see anything conclusive here, Shaw.
But you might not, Sheriff. Which is why I drew a detailed sketch.
He shows his drawing.
I was skeptical of werewolves until I saw the drawing.
Dude can draw.
The end of the rope is the most delicious part.
He bites it.
Mr. Weenie, bad dog.
The werewolf wants to destroy you, your family, your way of life.
This is the worst PTA meeting ever.
Boog tries to wrestle the rope from Mr. Weenie.
Oh, this rope is good. Also, I could use some salt.
Hey, let go!
You gotta let me go out there armed to catch this thing.
You mean you want me to...
Reopen open season.
Open season?
Elliot swings about. Mr. Weenie bites Boog.
Oh! Oh!
The werewolf!
Mr. Weenie, drop it, sit, stay, still!
Boog runs through a hedge, leaving a monster-shaped hole. Elliot is dragged outside and leaves big dents in the ground. Shaw dives out through a window and sees the dents.
Werewolf footprints.
He sees the hole in the hedge. The others come out.
The werewolf's been eavesdropping. Sheriff, you know what you have to do. Better safe than ripped to sorry shreds by a werewolf.
Come on, Sheriff Gordy. Reopen open season and let the tour guide hunt down the werewolf.
Gordy considers.
Okay. Open season is reopened.
You've made the right decision.
Gordy, what are you doing? Oh, no. Open season?
Shaw, only the werewolf. You're not to touch anything else in that forest.
Sure thing, Sheriff. I will only shoot the werewolf. And anything that gets in between me and the werewolf, like, say, a bear or a deer.
Shaw drives off and throws his drawing away. Elliot catches it.
We gotta warn the others.
They climb out of the dumpster they're hiding in. They walk through the forest.
I guess things can get worse. Now Shaw's after us.
While Shaw did not specifically mention coming after Mr. Vini, I stand with you. I've got nowhere else to go. Hey, they're tough for Mr. Vini.
Deer tick, I think I got a deer tick. You can never be too careful these days. What, with Lyme disease and everything? No? Guess I'm clean. You know, I've been thinking. I've been talking about the werewolf and suddenly it's everywhere. What if, pine trees, pine trees, pine trees.
They're all around.
No way! I say it and I see it. Rocks.
Ah!
I shall call this power the secret and use it responsibly.
Focus. We got a Shaw problem and a werewolf problem.
So we've only got two problems. Piece of cake.
I like cake.
But both these two problems can kill us. If you could stop the werewolf and stop open season, I'd gladly go on that special camping trip with you.
Yes!
But you can't.
No.
Maybe we should build that panic room where hunters and werewolves can't get in. Somewhere we can both safely hide.
Don't forget about Mr. Vini. I too would like to safely hide.
We're not hiding. We're gonna catch this werewolf ourselves.
That's too dangerous.
Everyone is counting on us, Boog. We've got to take care of the werewolf to get rid of Shaw.
What do you mean, we?
Have I ever let anything happen to you?
Yes.
Okay, so our adventures are messy. They're unpredictable, wild. But we usually survive, don't we?
We do.
I won't let anything happen to you this time, and that's a promise. Why?
Why?
Because friends are always there for each other. Now repeat after me. I'm Boog, and I'm a brave bear.
I'm Boog, and I'm a brave bear.
Are you with me?
I'm with you.
Me too!
Excellent! Now let's get back and warn the others about Shaw and the werewolf.
They jog off together. Night, Shaw drives up to his wooden cabin. He gets out of the truck, throws his camera on the ground, and stamps on it.
Whoops.
The truck headlights shine through the front door as he opens it. He slides a wooden table aside, revealing trap doors. He pulls them open and goes down a ladder into a basement. Shaw pulls a curtain aside, revealing a bed with neat pink covers.
Sweetheart, Daddy's home. Wakey, wakey. Time to get up.
He pulls back the covers, revealing a hunting rifle.
Hello, Lorraine. Mwah. I know you've been holed up here too long. Probably going half out of your mind. Mwah. But your interminable wait is finally commencing to be over. You and me are going out. Open season is back on, baby cakes. We're painting the town red.
A TV advertisement.
Come on down to Ed and Edna's Poutine Palace.
Home of the Big Curd. Hey, Ed, what's poutine?
Funny you should ask, Edna. First, you take French fries, dump boiling gravy on them, boiling gravy, then plop in some curds, and viola, poutine, with one convenient location.
Right on Highway 7, next to the big tree.
Plenty of free parking.
So come on down.
Or up, depending on where you start from, eh?
To Ed and Edna's Poutine Palace. Curds fit for a king
or a queen.
In the food wagon.
Nice commercial, Ed.
Now, if that don't get him busting down our door, nothing will.
Shaw drives up and skids to a stop outside the food wagon.
Ooh, that was fast.
The power of advertising.
Howdy, Ed and Edna.
Oh, Shaw, good day. Hey, you haven't lived till you've tried our poutine on the Ritz.
Save your curds. We're getting the band back together.
Oh, no way. You're in a band? I can play a mean accordion if you're interested.
Open season is open again. We've got a monster to hunt and whatever else gets in our way.
Oh, boy. I've been waiting for this moment, don't you know?
Elliot, Boog, and Mr. Weenie are at the camp. Ian is battered and bruised.
Hey, Ian. Didn't see you out in Dead Bear Gulch in your werewolf disguise. Stage fright, right? You should do what I do and imagine the audience are all in their underwear. I guess it didn't matter anyway since the real werewolf showed up.
Oh. Hello, everybody. We got some news.
Slow down, Boog. Let me handle this. We've got some news. I've got bad news and bad news. What do you want to hear first?
The bad news?
Tell them.
I was just pausing for dramatic effect.
Open season is open again.
Shaw is back in action.
In shock, the skunks blow off in the duck's legs. Mr. Weenie pops an egg out, too.
Ooh.
What's the bad news?
There really is a wailing wampus werewolf in our wilderness.
There's no
werewolf. That's just a big fat lie you told to try to scare us.
He's the fat one.
But here's my proof. Check out Shaw's detailed masterpiece.
Oh, that thing looks horrible.
Shaw's a rather gifted artist, I must say.
Is there any good news?
Yes, I'm on the case.
He asked if there was good news. Not the worst news ever. Another mess caused by you and your bunky interpretive dances.
One of my dances ever caused a problem. Lightning dance.
Lightning blows McSquizzy out of a tree.
Mudslide dance.
There's a mudslide.
Avalanche dance.
McSquizzy gets caught in an avalanche.
You have to stop dancing.
Especially the ones named after natural disasters.
This is all your fault, Smellyan. Did you hear that? I just called him Smellyan.
Don't worry, guys. I'll make things right. Once I dramatically capture the werewolf, slap him around a little bit, and heroically ride him into town, open season will be closed again.
And exactly how are you gonna capture the werewolf?
With a clever monster corralling interpretive dance, of course. Duh.
Well, I'm not so sure about Elliot's dancing abilities, and I'm not convinced there is a werewolf, but I do know Shaw's guns are real. Elliot may be our only hope.
If Elliot's our only hope, we're doomed!
Hold up, everyone. It's true that Shaw and his gun are on the loose. And until the werewolf is dealt with, we're all at risk. But if Elliot says he can capture it, I believe him. He's the best deal for the job.
Thanks for standing up for me.
Friends don't abandon friends.
What makes Elliot so qualified?
I'm a master werewolf hunter, / tracker, / expert, / whisperer. That's 3 slashes.
Aye.
I'm coming with you to make sure you don't bust any more moves.
Fine. The rest of you, stay alert. If you see something, say something.
Something.
Where to first?
In order to track the werewolf, we need to start at the first place it appeared.
Ooh, I know! At the RV! That's where Bob and Bobby were eaten by the werewolf! Oh.
Bobby and Bob's RV is parked by a road. A car drives past. Elliot, Boog, Mr. Weenie, and Giselle pop up at the side of the road, and Elliot starts to cross.
Ah!
A car whizzes past, and Elliot ducks back. They all make it across the road and hide behind a tree.
Obviously, none of you have ever been on a Wailing Wampus werewolf investigation, so follow my lead. Don't touch the evidence, don't contaminate the crime scene, and do not, under any circumstances, pee on anything. Boog. You're disgusting. Let's go!
Elliot, what do we do once we find the werewolf? Is there a special dance or something?
We face the threat the same way we face headlights. Head on!
That is a terrible analogy.
I have no idea what you just said, Giselle. But touche.
Elliot knocks on the door of the RV. He does a series of military-style gestures.
Movies! Two words! Lethal Weapon 2!
The door is locked. Need Mr. Weenie to go in through the doggy door.
I was way off.
Oh, but why didn't you just say that?
He jumps through the doggy door and opens the main door.
Welcome to the scene of the crime.
A bright light flickers.
Blasted fly zappers on the fritz again. You may enter, but I must warn you, what you are about to see can't be unseen. It is a tableau of unfathomable depravity. Come on in.
The wiener dog is right. No offense, Boog, but it might be grizzly.
You're weird, Elliot.
Weird like a fox.
Ah! The horror! The food bowl is empty.
The furnished interior is neat and tidy.
Actually, this is a nice crib.
It's spotless. No signs of a struggle.
Obviously, the werewolf attacked Bobby and Bob, then cleaned the RV. He wants us to think he wasn't here. The Wailing Wampus werewolf is notoriously tidy.
The washing up's been done.
So you're saying the werewolf cleaned the dishes?
Classic werewolf move.
Tracking equipment.
I think this is equipment for tracking a monster.
Boog, you're new at this. What we could really use right now is equipment to track the monster.
You mean like this?
Monster tracking equipment, monster tracking equipment, monster tracking equipment.
Boog's holding it.
Wow. The power of the secret. Still not used to it.
You know how any of this stuff works?
I'll use my instincts. Part of being an animal. We'll need this face helmet.
He's not gonna turn that thing on, is he?
Probably.
It's a blender. He turns it on and spins all over the plate.
We're not taking the face helmet.
They jump down from the RV. Boog has the monster tracking equipment.
Well, that was a bust.
Au contraire, mi amigo. Even though this werewolf is a neat freak, he could have left a clue somewhere.
He picks up a small bone.
Like this one. Bon voyage.
The werewolf has eaten poor Bobby. Or maybe Bob. That's all that is left. I'm so sad. But so hungry. Oh, honey, but what's so sad?
Why does it smell like 11 herbs and spices?
The smell of pure evil.
Elliot holds it up.
No. It really smells more like 11 herbs and spices.
I understand how you laymen are having a hard time following my logic.
Mm-hmm.
With this monster tracking equipment, we'll be able to cleverly track down the whereabouts of our alleged perpetrator, i.e., for example, said werewolf.
Oh, goody!
Someone is coming.
Quick, blend in!
They disguise themselves.
Moo!
The sheriff drives by.
Moo! I'm a cow!
They run across the road. Mr. Weenie looks back at the RV.
Bobby and or Bob, I shall avenge thee!
Sheriff Gordy parks his car by the RV and gets out holding a bag of dog biscuits.
Mr. Weenie! I brought you some wiener chow. They're shaped like little wiener dogs. Where could he be?
Shaw's driving with Ed and Edna.
Okay, Ed and Edna, let's put this thing in cruise control so we can go over my big plan to track down this monster.
Big plan?
Should we be taking notes?
Just listen, ding-dongs. Good old Sheriff Gordy has given us carte blanche to blast away.
Now, who's this here carte blanche?
I think it's a kind of animal related to the penguin-y.
We get to shoot a real live werewolf.
He veers off the road.
And by werewolf, do you mean one of them abominable snowmen?
No.
Ooh, ooh, a chupacabra?
No.
Vampire?
A werewolf, you morons. A 10-foot-tall, drooling, blasphemous scourge that needs to be eradicated.
The truck shoots off a rock and clips two ducks.
Ugh, traffic these days.
Now here's the fun part. While we are hunting to extinction this unholy denizen from the very bowels of Hades, we can take out a certain bear and deer, if you get my drift.
Shaw's cruise control involves taping the gas pedal down. The truck lands back on the road.
My gut tells me that we'll find our werewolf in Dead Bear Gulch.
Oh, well, this is going to be easy. The werewolf is right there next to that X.
That's why I love you, Edna. You're good at reading maps.
Imbeciles.
Elliot uses the monster tracking equipment. It's actually a metal detector with night vision goggles and earphones. Rabbit's duck.
There's certain werewolf behavior that will clearly give away its location.
Are you talking about where it eats, where it sleeps?
Where it poos.
What does poo have to do with this?
It's our key to finding the werewolf. Its poo is like breadcrumbs, but way different.
I'm not looking for poo.
You don't have to. I've got this trusty werewolf poo finder.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that isn't a werewolf poo finder.
You were saying?
The device finds a diamond ring.
We've struck the mother lode.
He kicks the ring aside, revealing a small poo.
Isn't that kind of small for werewolf poop?
Werewolves are notoriously small poopers.
That reminds me of Bobby, who will save my precious doo-doo in a little plastic baggie now.
Don't look at me.
You can learn a lot about a monster from its poo. It's the window to the soul.
The eyes are the window to the soul.
Not for a werewolf. It's poo. It's always poo. We've got to analyze this.
He picks it up.
Oh, he's touching it.
Oh. Ew.
Elliot, what exactly do you mean by analyze?
It means I must become one with the poo. This dropped 57, wait, 56 minutes ago. He's good. That's strange. I hear the ocean. Funny how that happens every time.
How many times do you do this?
Enough times to know there's only one way left to truly know the werewolf's whereabouts.
He opens his mouth wide.
No.
What do you... No!
Ooh.
Elliot chews the poo.
Mm-hmm. He's heading north. 7th of 8 kids. Left-handed. But bats righty. Swimmer's build. Likes long walks in the moonlight. I can taste it. And also... pistachios?
What in the bazooki are you doing?
A field fecal study of the wailing wampus werewolf.
That is mine! This is my spot!
So, that's not monster poo. That's your poo.
Aye!
Just to be clear,
You're saying the poo that's in Elliot's mouth right now is your poo.
I'd recognize those pistachios anywhere.
Elliot clamps his hooves over his mouth.
Code Brown! Code Brown! Friends poo! Friends poo! I just ate a friend's poo!
We're not friends! Friends don't eat friends poo!
Water! 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 Need water now!
The lake is right over there.
Elliot runs and the others follow. Shaw walks up with Ed and Edna and sees a lump of McSquizzy's poo.
Only a monster would leave something like this behind.
The werewolf, eh?
I'll check.
Ed and Edna look shocked as he chews it.
It's moving north.
Oh, yeah, you're good.
We could use Jolene's help. I got her down by the lake. Let's go pay her a visit.
Don't leave now! I was about to bring out dessert!
At the lake, Elliot sticks his head under water and desperately tries to wash his mouth out. The others are standing behind him.
Stop looking at my tushy! Oh, I can still taste the shame. Elliot Taboog and Mr. Feeny, the bestest friends you've ever seen.
Not exactly a theme song moment, Mr. Weenie.
Timber!
Riley the Beaver.
Rookies.
Hey, what happened to him?
He accidentally ate McSquizzy's poo.
Yeah, who hasn't?
Despite this one minor setback, I am not giving up.
So let's recap. You didn't find any clues at the RV.
Check.
And McSquizzy's poo didn't give us any clues.
Check.
So we don't have any clues.
Exactly. That's how I know we're getting closer.
I'm confused.
The werewolf isn't leaving behind any clues because he knows I'm onto him. He's clearly trying to outsmart me.
Hmm, not that hard to do.
Thank you, Giselle.
We won't hurt you, porcupine. We just want to ask you a few questions.
Oh, man. Shaw's never going to stop until he gets us all. We got to find and capture that werewolf fast so they can call off open season. We could find him if we could just see the forest from above.
If only we had a seaplane.
There's one behind him.
I am mastering the secret. All we need now is a pilot. Serge, can you fly?
But of course.
Right this way, please.
Serge is a duck. Shaw approaches.
Someone's jacking my plane!
Who's Jack?
The animals are on the seaplane. Elliot's under the dashboard.
My seatbelt won't go all the way.
Elliot? Are you sure you know what you're doing?
Yep, I can hotwire this thing. Now do I cut the blue wire or the red wire?
Boog turns the ignition key, which has Jolene on the keyring.
Yep, it's the red wire.
Jolene!
Oh, they're coming!
Elliot stumbles.
My horn's stuck!
The plane speeds across the water.
Looky, a werewolf pilot!
Shaw's drawing.
A werewolf?
Duck!
The plane crashes through the jetty they're standing.
Jolene!
The plane snakes up into the air.
We did it! Shaw, see ya, wouldn't want to be ya.
Now everyone, keep your eyes peeled for the werewolf, but don't literally peel them, because that would be gross.
Now, stewardess, would you mind asking the buddies not to recline so far back into my personal space? Grazie, signorita.
Nuts. Got any wood?
Buddy the Porcupine gives Riley a lock.
Okay, Serge, take over.
Take over?
Yeah, you said you could fly.
My apologies. There has been a misunderstanding. We can fly, just not a plane.
The ducks fly off.
Our pilots have left the plane. This is bad, no?
I just discovered a new fear. Heights!
Shaw looks up as the plane does a nosedive.
Jolene!
It plummets.
Are you afraid of plane crashes?
I've always had a fear of plane crashes. But I thought being in one was impossible since I'm a bear.
Nothing is impossible. If you believe in yourself, relax, everyone. Statistically, flying is still the safest way to travel.
If you got a pilot.
It'll be fine. Quick question. Is there a pilot on board?
No!
Okay, is there a taxidermist on board?
No! The plane starts to spin as it speeds downwards. Mr. Weenie goes to the front and turns to face everyone.
Oh, no! Since it appears this is the end, I feel it's only right to confess. I'm not really German. I am Swiss. You're Swiss? Well, hola. ¿Cómo estás?
Hey, we can use this to float to the ground.
Nice, Giselle.
He inflates a life raft.
We're saved.
Uh-oh.
It bursts on one of Buddy's spines and the plane swoops all over the place.
Please do whatever you're supposed to do in the event of an emergency landing. Excellent.
Maybe there's parachutes in the back.
Boog sits on the joystick and the plane rises.
Boog, you're flying by the seat of
Boog wiggles his bottom and the plane skims across the treetops.
You're a crack pilot!
Is this what they call a bum steer?
The plane skims across a creek, bumps along, and lands in a clearing. It falls to pieces.
Boog! Your butt saved ours!
They turn and see Riley step out of the plane's toilet.
Hey, what'd I miss?
Shaw looks over.
Now it's personal.
How did a werewolf get a pilot's license?
It's got the intelligence of a man.
Yeah, but you'd think when it applied for a license, somebody would have said something.
Ooh, maybe it dressed up like a man when it went into the office.
Shut your curd holes! To catch the monster, we've got to think like the monster.
Oh, you mean think like a man?
You said it's got the intelligence of a man.
What would a man do?
Morons.
Elliot leads the animals away.
Come on, guys. We're not gonna let a little thing like a plane crash crush our spirits. We got us a werewolf to catch. Who's with me?
Crickets, crickets, crickets.
Fine. But if you ask me, we got the werewolf right where we want him.
Elliot, maybe we ought to take a break from all this werewolf stuff. Re-strategize.
Sorry, I don't parlez-vous French.
Look, we just survived a plane crash. Maybe we should quit while we're ahead and, I don't know, build ourselves that panic room?
There's plenty of wood. We could build one ASAP.
Could you build me a little tiny house with my name on it that we could keep in the panic room?
Sure thing.
I am in.
Me too.
You tried your best, Elliot, but maybe you're in over your head.
Guys, guys, guys. And Giselle. And Ian. We're fighting for our forest. Remember, if we don't get rid of the werewolf, open season stays open. And we're not quitters. Did the Romans quit when the Vikings landed at Plymouth Rock? Did the mighty dodo bird give up when it went extinct? Did the Titanic call it quits when it hit the ice cream truck? Nope, nope, and nope. Sure, the werewolf has fangs. Shaw has guns. But you know the one thing we've got that nobody else has? Boog's butt.
Where are you going with this, Elliot?
It's an amalgamy.
Analogy.
That too. Point is, when the chips were down, the odds were against us, and the pilots had left the building.
We will never live this down.
Boog's butt saved the day. There's always going to be something that comes through for us, because that's how we roll. Boog's butt! Boog's butt! Boog's butt! Boog's butt!
I'm starting to feel a little self-conscious.
Boog's butt!
Boog's butt!
Great speech, but I vote we build that panic room and hide.
You can count us in.
Panic room!
Panic room! Panic room!
All of this talk about butts and panic rooms is making me hungry again. I'm going to search for some food. Bienvenidos!
Okay, we got rid of our dead weight. Still with me, Boog? You know I can't do this without my BFF. That's Bear Friend Forever, FYI, for your information. LOL.
Still with you.
You know, maybe we've been going about this the wrong way.
Maybe?
Instead of going after the werewolf, maybe we should lure the werewolf to us.
What do you have in mind?
Boog, you look like a size 1200. Petite.
Why?
Boog's behind a bush.
Boog, we're waiting.
I don't feel comfortable coming out.
I'm sure you look fine.
Boog comes out wearing a disguise. A big leaf for a tail, long straw hair with flowers in it, spiky sticks for fangs, and a pumpkin bra which he adjusts. He's got bright red lips and long pine needle eyelashes.
This is ridiculous.
Oh, you're surprisingly cute.
More importantly, you look exactly like a female wailing wampus werewolf. Give us a spin.
Boog twirls around.
I'm not sure I can pull this off.
Let's rehearse. I'll pretend to be male.
Don't strain yourself.
Boog, make me attracted to you.
Hi, I'm Boog. Booget!
Cut! That is not how you seduce a wailing wampus werewolf.
Okay. Although, I'm pretty sure there isn't a real werewolf. If you're going to do this, let me help. Now, Boog, play it cool. Make eye contact. But don't stare. Be mysterious. But not super scary. And most importantly, smile.
A stick tooth falls out and he pokes it back in.
Better. Much better.
Giselle, obviously you know nothing about being a woman. It's all about the body language. You've got to have the right walk, the right pose, and the right eyelash flutter.
This is dumb. It'll never work.
Walk. Pose.
Well, hello there, miss. Never seen you around these parts. You know, me and some friends are building a romantic panic room if you care to join me. I mean, us.
Ian, it's me, Boog. I'm not a lady.
Ooh, yeah.
Call me.
Ian goes.
It'll never work.
Mr. Weenie snuffles along the ground.
I'm so very hungry. I could drink a horse.
A takeaway food bag.
Food! At long last!
He tears open some sachets and rolls around in the ketchup.
I'm never going to be the girl you want me to be.
Come on, we can make this work.
Why can't you just accept me for who I am?
Guys, this is getting a little too intense.
Instead of disguising me as bait, why not use the secret? Say it and you see it.
I know. I'll use the secret. Genius! Wailing Wampus Werewolf, Wailing Wampus Werewolf, Wailing Wampus Werewolf. Ow! Hey, guys, I have satisfied my hunger. For now.
Mr. Weenie's mouth is covered in ketchup.
Let's huddle. Oh, man, Mr. Weenie's the werewolf.
A wiener dog werewolf, of course. A textbook were-weenie. Okay, break. How could I have missed the signs?
I'm sure there is a reasonable explanation for whatever is on his face.
Yes, and that explanation is, it's blood. Because Weenie is a bloodthirsty werewolf.
Think about it, Giselle. You never see Mr. Weenie and the werewolf together.
You never see the werewolf and anyone together. In that case, any one of us could be the werewolf.
She's right. Boog, are you the werewolf?
No.
Giselle?
Yes, I am.
I knew it!
No, Elliot, I am not the werewolf.
I knew that too. I was just testing you. You passed. Barely.
If we really want to make sure that Mr. Weenie is the werewolf, we need to observe him without him knowing.
Like a stakeout! I love how I think! Tonight, we complete our investigation.
You boys have fun. I'm going to find a cool, dry place and call it a night.
Hey, Mr. Weenie! We need you to, guard this log! Ooh! Mr. Weenie is on duty!
At night, there's a full moon. Elliot and Boog watch Mr. Weenie through a green-tinted night vision lens.
The full moon is even fuller than last night's full moon. If Mr. Weenie's going to transform into the werewolf, tonight's the night! We've got to stay awake, no matter what.
No problem. I can stay awake.
Me, 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 me.
Elliot!
Oh, Boog, I had the most wonderful dream. Me and you were dolphins. I was a regular dolphin, and you were kind of a fat dolphin. And we were camping in the woods without a fear in the world. Although we were kind of getting dried out with pine needles sticking to our fins.
You were asleep 2 seconds and you dreamed all that?
And then this beautiful seahorse appeared and we rode off into the sunset.
What does that even mean?
I think it means we're friends, even if we're fish.
Of course you're my friend.
Okay, I know this is your first stakeout, so don't hesitate to ask me any questions. For instance, this is a werewolf transformation cam. It will capture any transformation the wiener dog makes, but we must stay alert.
Got it.
Be ready for anything.
I'm ready.
Eyeballs must remain open at all times.
Next morning, they're both asleep.
Hey, guys. Guys, Mr. Weenie is gone.
Let's check the transformation cam.
They look at footage on the camera. Mr. Weenie lies sleeping by the log.
He's sleeping.
A clever werewolf ploy.
Or he's a sleeping wiener dog.
Aw, obviously he's having a werewolf dream of chasing down and ripping apart a helpless victim. Pretty standard stuff.
Another werewolf move?
No, it's just a wiener dog scratching his back. Come on.
Ooh. He drags his bottom along the ground.
That's the traditional werewolf interpretive dance done to summon other werewolves. So graceful.
It's settled then. Mr. Weenie is the werewolf.
So I am the werewolf? I'm always the last to hear about these things. So that would mean I ate Bobby! And Bob. I must leave this place before I eat my friends too! I mean, think of all the calories!
He walks off.
If Mr. Weenie is the werewolf, why didn't he attack you guys in your sleep?
Good point.
For once, Giselle, you're right. Mr. Weenie couldn't be the werewolf. Well, no harm done.
Sure, shoot at them.
Shoot that ugly female werewolf!
What? Who's he calling ugly?
Oh, did cahoots with the deer!
What is this world coming to?
Shaw, Ed, and Edna chase after Elliot, Giselle, and Boog. They run through the forest and head for the road.
Let's stop and talk this over, you dirty, rotten animals! We just want to be your friend!
What's these guys' deal anyway?
Yeah, like what do they have against us?
They hide behind Ed and Edna's food wagon. Shaw aims his shotgun at the wagon.
Careful there, Shaw.
We got a pot full of poutine simmering in there.
Shaw shoots and the bullet ricochets. It hits the wagon's propane tank and gas spews out.
Uh-oh.
Oh?
The wagon blows Guy high.
Well, we'll have to change our commercial, Ed.
Yeah, we're not by the big tree no more.
Come on, Canucks, let's go!
Elliot, Giselle and Boog run onto train tracks. They stop and look down. They're on a very high bridge. It leads to a boarded-up entrance in the side of a mountain with a closed sign on it.
The old lava mine?
Who mines for lava?
It's that or the hunters.
They run to the entrance as Shaw, Ed and Edna make it onto the bridge. Boog struggles to pull off planks nailed over the entrance.
How are we going to get in?
Guys, how about we use the door?
They all go through the door, which is just round the corner. Inside, they run along train tracks. Below the tracks is a long drop down to glowing golden lava. Giselle falls and Boog catches her. He pulls her up to safety.
Do you hear something?
Bats fly past them.
It was just a bunch of vampire bats that feed off the blood of living creatures. Everything's cool.
One of them sucked Elliot's blood and he collapsed. Shaw looks into the mine. Shaw takes a shot.
Let's hide in one of those.
I lost him.
Are we sure jumping into a rusty mining car on a rickety track that leads to who knows where is the best idea?
Come out, wherever you are.
Sounds good to me.
They jump into the mining car.
We're safe now.
Ready or not, here we come. Let's go mining for treasure.
Shaw, Ed and Edna get into another mining car and speed after the animals.
Did we lose them?
They're right on our tails. Hold on.
The cars zip along the rickety tracks, which go up and down sharply above the lake of lava way down below. Shaw takes another shot. The mining cars shoot down a steep drop and zigzag deeper into the mine.
I smell pumpkin pie. It's me!
It's Pumpkin Bra. The cars do a loop-the-loop and they end up behind Shaw.
Who puts a loop-the-loop in a lava mine?
There's another one.
Oh, dear!
And another.
Dickerman!
Yet another loop and Shaw's behind them again.
Out of ammo! Time to get touchy-feely!
He reaches towards Boo.
Come here, werewolf! I got her backpack! Reel me in!
What does a werewolf need a backpack for?
To keep his pilot license in.
No!
He grabs Dinkelman.
Hey, let go of my second favorite bear!
They end up on parallel tracks, stretching Dinkelman the backpack bear between them.
Let go of my Dinkelman!
The straps break.
Dinkelman, no!
Boog gapes as Dinkelman falls towards the red-hot lava.
Dinkelman!
The mining car speeds down a spiral, then heads through a dark tunnel. Boog and Elliot end up in different cars.
Elliot, don't leave me!
Boog, I'll write you every single day!
They both whiz downwards and crash through barriers. The mining cars smash holes through the side of the mountain, then fly through the air, high above the forest. Elliot and Giselle land in a field of wildflowers called Old Comfy.
Werewolf, you've won this round!
Shaw's mining car bursts out of the rock and flips over.
This ain't over.
Boog has landed on top of Old Prickly.
It figures. There's one cactus in all of Timberline, and I land right on it.
Boog, I'm okay. We landed in this super cushiony pile of rose petals and clover. Good thing we didn't land on Old Prickly. Wasn't that crazy? The dip where we went down and our stomachs went up? The lava singed my eyelashes!
Listen, Elliot, I've had enough. This is too dangerous. And now Dinkelman's gone. You don't know what he meant to me.
Yeah. But we're safe now.
Safe? We've never been safe. Crashing in airplanes, getting shot at by hunters, flying off the rails in a lava mine.
We're so close to finding the werewolf. We can't give up now.
Now seems like the perfect time.
Boog, I believe in you. When you want to be, you can be a super brave bear. The superest.
I've had enough. I'm done. I'm building that panic room by myself and hibernating forever.
And then after that, can we go camping?
No, Elliot.
Fine. I take it back. You're not super. You're a pooper. I don't need you. All I need is one thing. Myself. Because myself never hurts my feelings like certain heavy-set bears.
That doesn't even make sense.
Or
Words can hurt, you know that, Tubby?
Okay, let's cool down for a second.
I stood up for you because I thought you were my best friend. Maybe you're not.
Huh?
You don't care about me. You only care about your stupid camping trip.
It's not stupid.
Go find yourself a new best friend who likes selfish deers.
Boog trudges away.
Well, you can forget about that stupid camping trip. I wouldn't go with you if you were the last best friend on Earth.
Boog walks into the dark forest. Elliot folds his arms and hangs his head sadly.
You hear that? The werewolf is out there. He's hiding in Dead Bear Gulch. I'm going after him. I'm not a selfish deer. I'm gonna save everyone.
Elliot, don't go. Shaw's gonna be out there. It's too dangerous.
Danger is my maiden name.
Oh, no.
Elliot walks off and Giselle runs after Boog.
I never should have trusted Elliot. How could I have been so stupid?
Boog, wait.
I'm done with him.
Elliot went about things the wrong way, but he was genuinely trying to help you get over your fear of the werewolf.
Because all he cared about was some dumb camping trip.
He wanted to spend time with his best friend.
He tied pumpkins to my chest.
I'll be the first to admit Elliot is a dingling, but he's our dingling.
Can you give me a hand? I don't know how you girls do this every day. Elliot can take care of himself. That's what he's good at.
Elliot is headed into Dead Bear Gulch. He's convinced the werewolf will be hiding there tonight.
Thanks for the tip. Pine needle eyelashes. I'll be sure to stay far away from Dead Bear Gulch.
Boog, he cares about you, and you care about him. The Boog I know wouldn't abandon his friend.
The Boog I know is going to build his panic room.
He's taken off his disguise.
See ya, Giselle.
He leaves Giselle looking disappointed. Mr. Weenie wanders through the forest.
So I am the werewolf. Go figure. In order to not viciously eviscerate my beloved friends, I am destined to wander aimlessly these vast woods alone, forever! But I am so hungry! Oh shoot, that must be the werewolf in me talking. Maybe if I don't look at the full moon, I won't transform! But it's so beautiful! Maybe one little peek? Oh no! What have I done? The transformation! It's on, baby! Ow!
Mr. Weenie stands up on his hind legs, bathed in the light of the bright full moon, which turns pink. He sings and dances.
As the werewolf blood courses through my slender vena dog body, I must wander these lonely woods all alone with the full moon. I must transform into the hideous beast that will render Mr. Weenie no more, no more. I'll grow real tall, I'll be scary with lots of claws. I'm so hairy. These stubby legs will grow into four muscly weapons of ferociousness. My puppy dog eyes will burn blood red. My snout will grow into a toothy snarl. This silky coat will all fall out and in its place a wolfy mane. I feel a change now. Yes, at last. At last, Mr. Weenie is no more.
Completely unchanged, Mr. Weenie plops into the lake. The moonlight is no longer pink. Boog walks past a large hollow in a raised riverbank where the other animals are hiding. There are sticks in front of the hollow acting as bars.
Hey, booger. You hear that? I called a booger.
What are you guys doing?
We took your advice and built a panic room.
Not bad. You got room for one more?
Come on in.
Wipe your feet.
Get the hood off.
Just close the door behind you. So where's your best friend, Idiot? You notice how I call him Elegant Idiot?
The great werewolf hunters in Dead Bear Gulch.
probably talking the ear off of some poor werewolf.
Shaw parks his truck above them.
That's where it all began, in Dead Bear Gulch. That's where we'll find our werewolf.
But that gulch is haunted, don't you know?
Yeah, with evil spirits.
Which is why the werewolf will be hiding out there.
We've got it on the run. It's gonna hunker down in the one place it thinks we won't go.
And where's that?
Dead Bear Gulch.
Oh, right.
I got special camo for us in the truck. We'll take him by surprise.
Take who by surprise?
The werewolf.
Ooh, I love surprises.
Instead of Dead Bear Gulch, they're gonna have to call it Dead Everything Gulch by the time we're through. We'll blast everything that moves.
You mean like us?
How can we hunt if we can't move?
I won't blast you.
But we'll be moving.
Yeah, you said that you...
Forget what I said. Canadians.
They get in the truck and drive away.
Elliot's in trouble.
What are we gonna do, Boog?
Maybe we should go help him.
Boog looks nervous. All alone, Elliot walks along a spooky track, surrounded by tall trees. A sign falls off its post. The sign reads, Dead Bear Gulch. Please don't feed the dead bears. At the sound, Elliot flinches.
Here, monster, monster, monster. Here, monster, monster, monster.
Elliot turns in fright as Mr. Weenie jumps out of a bush.
Oh! Elliot, please go. I am a werewolf now. I don't want to hurt you, but I am not in control of my faculties.
Sometimes I'm not in control of my faculties either. I just cover it up and walk away.
Do your senses betray you? Do you not see my vicious claws? My hideous fangs? My irascible disposition! I have become the werewolf! And there are more of us behind you! I'm sorry, what?
Three wailing wampus werewolves.
Ah! My brothers!
Elliot runs from the three very odd-looking werewolves. He ends up trapped against high rocks and dead trees.
Danger isn't my maiden name! It's McGillicuddy!
I know, weird, right?
Oh, secret! I could sure use your help right now. I need a hero to save me.
A shadow looms. Elliot opens his eyes and sees a big brown bottom. It's Boog.
Boog's butt? You're saving me?
Boog looks fearful, but summons up some courage and looks mean. He lowers his head and lifts his elbows threateningly.
I'm a grizzly bear.
He lunges and roars. Two of the werewolves run and Mr. Weenie faints.
Oh! Yes!
The remaining werewolf plants Elliot upside down, sticking his antler in the ground. Boog wrestles with the werewolf and slams it onto its back. A werewolf mask comes off, revealing it to be Shaw. Elliot frees himself and comes over.
Shaw? You mean there's no werewolf?
Well, if we can't bag a werewolf, a deer and a bear will do just fine.
Shaw gets them in his sights and starts shooting. They hide behind a rock.
Come on, Canucks.
Denny and Serge make spooky shadows against the rocks.
The evil spirits, they're here! Undead zombie ghost ducks from hunting seasons past!
What?
I brought some friends.
They're in a tree.
We should consider taking our talents on the road, eh, Denny?
Where are you going? I don't see any evil. Wait for me!
Aye! Shake it, sister!
The black and white skunks have combined to make a giant skeleton.
Fine, abandon me! I got Lorraine. She's all I need.
Oh! Face the wrath of a true werewolf!
Shaw steps on Mr. Weenie. Boog jumps on Shaw. Boog grabs Shaw's gun and bends it in half.
Lorraine! Now you've gone too far. It's just you and me, bear. Mono a bear-o.
Shaw punches Boog and he shakes his head in a daze.
Your shoe's untied.
He kicks him.
Come on, teddy bear. Free shot.
He dodges a punch.
Too fast for you! Yes!
He punches and karate chops Boog.
Come on, scaredy bear!
Boog growls. Shaw taunts him and kicks him in the groin. Elliot and Mr. Weenie feel Boog's pain as he collapses. Boog straightens up and glares angrily at Shaw. With two mighty punches, Boog slams Shaw against a tree. Boog throws a hornet's nest and it gets stuck on Shaw's head. Shaw leaps about in pain.
That's gonna smart for a few days.
I'm allergic to hornets!
Washcloth?
He rubs the porcupine over his face.
Daddy.
His face all swollen, Shaw runs. Elliot looks at Boog.
Why did you come back for me?
Because friends don't abandon friends. You taught me that.
Oh, my eyes are starting to pee!
Still wearing part of his werewolf costume with a tail, Shaw runs. Shaw stops dead and falls face first in some poo. Sheriff Gordy has shot him with a tranquilizer dart.
Nice shooting, Sheriff!
Gordy and his deputies go to Shaw.
Well, looks like we found our werewolf. Shaw, I should have known.
I guess he's in deep doo-doo.
Sure is.
Selfie! And post!
Yeah. You'll have plenty to say at your trial for posing as a monster and creating a general panic. Open season is closed permanently. Take them away, boys.
The animals happily watch as Shaw, Ed, and Edna are taken away in a police truck. Sheriff Gordy looks into the trees.
Boog?
Boog steps out from behind a tree and walks up to Sheriff Gordy. A big, bright, full moon shines above the forest.
Thought I recognized your work. You know, you're always welcome to come back home.
Boog frowns and looks over at Elliot and the others.
He's going back to live in town.
Boog looks at Sheriff Gordy.
I understand. You are home. Technically, I shouldn't be feeding the wildlife, but I think we can make an exception.
Chocolate bars.
Take care of yourself, Boog.
Sheriff Gordy goes and the others come over. Elliot looks excited.
Woo-hoo!
I knew you wouldn't go back to live in town!
Of course not. Who's gonna protect you, Elliot? You can't go camping by yourself.
I got something for you. I was waiting to surprise you. Surprise! Happy Mother's Day!
Dinkelman!
He hugs his teddy bear.
Hey, how long you had him?
It's a secret!
Boog and Elliot sit in a clearing by the light of fireflies. They eat their chocolate bars.
Hey, Boog, I can't believe it! We're finally camping! Woohoo! I told you it'd be great! I got goosebumps up and down my goose!
Exactly how is camping different than what we normally do in the woods?
This is totally different! It's just you and me, and the stars above our horn, and the dirt beneath our fuzzy bottoms!
I thought you said there would be zip lines, and parasailing, and boogie boarding!
Haven't you ever heard of writer's embellishment?
No.
Me neither! I was hoping you do! At least we're away from the riffraff! See any riffs or raffs?
Hey, guys!
Hey, Ian! Hey, Giselle!
So hard to keep the riffraff out these days. Boog! Staring contest! Go!
What?
Ah! Ooh, you're good!
Hey, let's tell a scary story.
Really?
I'll start. The Wailing Wampus werewolf was on the prowl. No one was safe.
Ooh, scary!
And the vicious werewolf emerged from the dark through the misty mist upon two friends who were having a blast camping.
I think that's a great setup.
Ha ha! Nice try, Ian.
It's a real Wailing Wampus werewolf.
Oh, props on the fake teeth. Very convincing.
Is everything all right over there?
Boog realizes it's a real one.
This is not Ian.
Elliot shakes his head.
Nice werewolf. Good werewolf.
The werewolf roars and they're thrown off their feet.
I don't know what to do.
Elliot, you know what to do.
Boog, you're right. I've been training for this moment my entire life.
Elliot confidently walks up to the werewolf. Elliot shakes his hips, bounces, flaps his arms, spins his head, then his body. He puts a bunny rabbit in one ear, pulls it out of the other, puts it back in, and then pulls it out of his mouth. Hey! The werewolf just stares at Elliot as he continues his interpretive dance. He leaps onto the werewolf's head, bounces off his tail, and lands in front of him. Elliot mimes to the song. What I like about you! Surprised, the werewolf points to himself. Elliot hugs the werewolf's leg, dances round and slips between his legs. The werewolf loosens up and starts to dance around. He waves his long claws and bares his savage pointed teeth as he dances along with Elliot.
See? I told you! The werewolf communicates through interpretive dance!
Yeah, interpretive dance and talking. I can talk.
I think he means us no harm.
Whatever.
We need to show him we don't either. Everybody dance now! Shake that tail feather!
They all join in the dancing. Fireflies fly out of the hole in the tree and join in too. Boog dances with Elliot, flat against his tummy. Buddy and McSquizzy dance together. Ian dances the worm, wiggling on the ground.
Buster the Boog!
The werewolf spins Boog.
Ooh, impressive moves, Boog. We should call you Dances with Werewolves. Boog, I have something shocking to tell you. I might not be the werewolf.
Got it, Mr. Weenie.
They continue to dance under the golden light of fireflies. Next day, the bright golden sun rises over the forest. The sky is pale pink. Leaves on trees are golden. A single leaf falls from a branch and gently floats to the ground. Mr. Weenie walks along.
And everybody lived happily ever after, except for Mr. Weenie, who is now a drifter.
He sees a bone on the ground, then looks over at Bobby and Bob's silver RV.
Oh, Bobby, or Bob, how did it come to this?
A yellow taxi drives up. Written on the door is Timberline Taxi Cab and Taxidermy. Bobby gets out holding a suitcase. She has three more dogs with her.
Bobby lives!
He jumps into her arms.
Surprise, Mr. Weenie!
She holds the excited Mr. Weenie high up in the air.
I feel like it's been forever. Did Gordy feed you? We asked him to.
That would have been nice to know.
We were at a secret convention. You know, say it and see it. When Bob says, it's Mr. Weenie's birthday. And I say, gee, Bob, do you ever quit talking? But then I say, you're right. So we gathered up all of your friends for a surprise birthday party. Are you surprised?
Not pleasantly.
Mr. Weenie is excited to see us. Are you excited to see him, Bob? Oh, Bob is so excited, he's speechless. This is going to be the best party.
They get in the RV and Mr. Weenie pokes his head out of the doggy door.
And so everybody did live happily ever after, including Mr. Weenie. The end.
The werewolf holds up Boog's lady werewolf disguise.
Just one more time?
No.
Audio description by Matthew Vickers at Deluxe. Shots of Boog and Elliot in various situations. They fall down a waterfall. Elliot surfs on Boog's back. They swim with a shark. They go parasailing. Directed by David Feiss. Produced by John Bush. Written by Carlos Kotkin. Boog and Elliot hang from a zip line and fall off a cliff. With the werewolf, they walk a tightrope, go water skiing, stand on a stunt plane, ride camels, and float in space. Music by Rupert Gregson-Williams and Dominic Lewis. Editor, Marissa Horwitz. Production designer, Sean Eccles. Art director, Pamela Prostar. CG supervisor, Daniel Wexler. Animation supervisor, Eric Chung. Line producer, Barbara Zielinski. Based on original characters created by John Carles, Jill Colton, Steve Moore, Anthony Stachy. A Sony Pictures Animation film. Cast: Elliot, Mr. Weenie, William Townsend. Boog, Donnie Lucas. Giselle, Melissa Sturm. Shaw, Werewolf Deputy, Trevor Duval. Ian, Riley, Treehugger Man, Brian Drummond. Edna, Bobby, Treehugger Lady, Kathleen Barr. Ed, Gary Chalk, McSquizzy Buddy Deputy, Lee Tocker, Rosie Marsha, Shannon Chan Kent, Maria, Michelle Murdocker, Sheriff Gordy, Lorne Cardinal, Serge, Peter Kellamis. Casting by Mary Hidalgo. Sony Pictures Animation. Story: Steve Barr, David Feiss, Stephen Frank, Paul McAvoy, John Norton, Chris Pern. Visual Development: Jody Lamb, Todd Pilger, Deanne Taylor. Music: What I Like About You, written by Michael Skill, James Marinos, and Walter Palomarchuk. Performed by The Romantics, courtesy of Epic Records, by arrangement with Sony Music Licensing. Mr. Weenie's Aria, lyrics by David Feiss, arranged by Rupert Gregson-Williams, performed by Dominic Lewis, contains portions of Habanera from Carmen, written by George Bizet. contains portions of Vesti Laguiba from Pagliacci, written by Ruggero Leoncavallo. Copyright 2016, Sony Pictures Animation, Inc. All rights reserved. Sony Pictures Animation, Inc. is the author of this film, motion picture, for the purpose of copyright and other laws. The logos for the Motion Picture Association of America, IATSE, Dolby Digital, Rainmaker Entertainment, Inc. This is a work of fiction. The characters, incidents, and locations portrayed and the names herein are fictitious, and any similarity to, or identification with, the location, name, character, or history of any person, product, or entity is entirely coincidental and unintentional. Sony Pictures Entertainment, SPE, and its wholly owned film divisions did not receive any payment or other consideration for the depiction of tobacco products in this film. This motion picture photoplay is protected pursuant to the provisions of the laws of the United States of America and other countries. Any unauthorized duplication and/or distribution of this photoplay may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution. Sony. Be moved.